他今天要忍受我的讲道。
So I'm going to give you some relief. I'm going to be a short-winded preacher this afternoon.
因为下午我的时间会比这个 Harold 弟兄要短一点。
So that's what I promise. We'll see what happens.
我看看看能不能短一点。
Have you ever been? How many of us have been to a wedding?
我们有多少人去过参加婚礼的？
Most of you are married. Put your hands up, for goodness' sake. Sure, we all have been to weddings.
所以我们都参加过婚礼，对不对？
Today we're going to go to a wedding.
今天呢，我们要看
John chapter 2.
约翰福音的二章，我们要看。
Harold said I could speak on anything I wanted.
Harold 说呢，我讲什么都行。
Provided it was from the Word of God.
只要是神的话，讲什么都可以。
I said I'm happy to comply with that.
我说呢，我会很高兴，很高兴。
So before we begin, let's just ask the Lord's help.
好，我们开始之前，我们做一个祷告。
Father, we approach this.Portion of scripture with open hearts, open minds, open hands.
主啊，我们来到这您的话语面前，我敞开的心，敞开的手，也求您带领。
So Father, we would pray that as we are open to your revelation,
我们把自己打开，求您启示我们。
We might receive from the very throne.Those things that you'd have us know.
是吧？就从那宝座，您愿意启示给我们的，求您流淌下来。
And we could feast a little bit on that heavenly manna.
那我们可以尝一尝呢，从天来的玛纳。
And so on our pilgrim journey, be fed as we journey on toward home.
当我们这样朝圣的旅程，向着您回家的时候。
And so, Lord, we pray your Holy Spirit would open the Scripture to us and our hearts to it.
也求您的圣灵。打开我们的心，把圣经教导我们。
We would ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
John chapter 2, the wedding.
二章，约翰福音二章。
Wedding at Cana of Galilee.
迦拿哈，加利利的迦拿。
A pretty simple story, isn't it?
是很简单的一个故事，不是吗？
There's a wedding and the wine runs out.
有酒啊，也有婚礼。
Jesus turns water into wine.
耶稣呢，把水变成了酒。
And this is, as we learn, it's his first miracle.
那我们知道呢，这是约翰福音的第一个神迹。
It's significant that it would be his first miracle.
如此的重要啊，would be.
It is significant, I should say.
对，这是非常重要的。
His first miracle wasn't healing the blind or making the lame walk, raising the dead.
你会看见第一个神迹呢，也不是医治瘫子、瞎子看见、死人复活。
Turning water into wine.
却是把水变成酒。
Wine in the scripture, a symbol of joy.
酒啊，在圣经里总是代表喜乐。
And really, what we have here is a picture of the Lord's ministry.
这里呢，我们是看见一个主服侍的这样的一个场景。
All the joy of the world has failed mankind.
因为所有世界的喜乐呢，都没有让人真正得到满足。
But the Lord of life comes in.
但那生命的主来了。
And by his actions, he turns mourning into joy.
在他的行动里呢，他使水变成了酒。
And he manifests himself, his glory. He manifests his glory.
然后他显明了他的荣耀。
So let's look at it. That's an overview. I've still got a few minutes left that we will look at.Some details of this lovely story.
这是一个总括哈，我们可以看一点点细节。
Now the scripture often presents two levels of meaning.
那圣经呢，总是会有两层的意思。
Obviously, there's the literal meaning that we see before us. It's very simple, as I mentioned.
那一个呢，就是表面的，就是很简单，字面我们能看见的意思。
The Lord is invited to a wedding.
那主被邀请去一个婚礼。
The wine fails.
那酒呢就没了。
The host, the bridegroom is embarrassed, no doubt, or would be embarrassed.
那新郎呢就会哎呀有一点窘迫啊。
His guest disappointed.
因为他请来的客就很失望嘛。
And Jesus saves the day.
那耶稣啊这一天救场了。
So that's we understand that. That's the level. But there's another level, is there not?
那这是表面的那一层意思，我们大家都能明白。那还有一层意思。
Everything that's done often has a spiritual application to it.
因为每一个故事讲完呢，它里面都是有属灵的意思的，属灵的应用。
Not only an application, but spiritual meaning.
属灵的意思，属灵的应用。
So we'll look at a little bit underneath the surface of the story today.
所以今天呢，我们会看一点点底下这个故事下面隐藏的含义。
And look at some of the deeper truths that are introduced by the strange manner in which some of these words are brought in there.
所以我们会看一下这个属灵的属天的道理啊，它是怎么样从这个看起来还有一点奇怪的故事里出来的。
And notice this, that Jesus, he enters the story invited to a wedding as a guest.
注意哈，耶稣来到这个故事里的身份呢，是被邀请去参加一个婚礼的客人。
And he ends up being the host.
却最后他变成了主人，因为他提供酒了。
He's the one who gives the instructions at the end because everybody else has failed.
他是最后发命令的那个，因为什么？因为其他人都没辙了。
Isn't that a picture of mankind? Mankind has failed.
这是不是就是人的表征啊？因为人也是这样，人也失败了。
Have any of the empires that have been conquered by war brought joy and peace?
是有地上有没有靠着战争称王的那些人给你带来真的喜乐和平安呢？
Man has failed.
人作为一个整体已经失败了。
When the Lord sets up His kingdom, it's going to be a kingdom of peace and joy.
当耶稣建立他的国度的时候，应该是一个喜乐和平安的国度。
He said in another place.He said to his disciples, "I'm not going to drink of the wine yet."
所以在另外一个地方呢，他会跟他的门徒说，我不会再喝这酒啊。
Until I drink it new in the kingdom, and we are there at a wedding feast.
直到我在天上喝新的为止。
It'll be his wedding feast.
对，这就是他的这个婚宴的时候。
And he'll be the host that day.The marriage supper of the Lamb.
那一天呢，那羔羊的婚宴，他是主人。
I hope you are all part of that, going to be part of that company.
我希望我们在座的每一位在那一天啊，都是在场的。
Because it says in the book of Revelation, "Blessed are they that have been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb."
因为在启示录讲得很清楚，那被邀请参加羔羊婚宴的有福了。
But better yet.
还有比这更好的啊
！To be the bride of Christ，
那就是直接你就是基督的新娘。
All who trust the Lord Jesus in this dispensation are joined to Christ by the second birth. They are born into Christ.
一切在这一个时代恩典的时代，借着信心接受耶稣基督的，他们都重生了，在基督里重生了，成了。
And the church which is his body is the bride that he will take when we are taken into heaven.
我们作为教会的一部分，教会是他的身体啊，也是他的新娘，会被他带到天上。
So let's look into chapter 2 here.
我们看二章。
We read on the third day,
第三天,
a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee.
在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席。
Interesting.The third day, we think of, the third day is often in Scripture, speaks of resurrection.
因为呢，第三天哈，我们就知道圣经讲第三天是什么，就是耶稣复活嘛，对不对
？It was what Moses told Pharaoh, "Let my people go 3 days into the wilderness."
所以摩西跟法老说呢，我的人啊，要走三天到旷野去敬拜神。
It's the number of separation for us. The Lord Jesus was in the tomb three days.
所以这个是我们讲的这个分离的日子哈，就是耶稣在坟墓里刚好三天。
And then the third day there was a wedding.
所以第三天呢有婚宴了。
That speaks of our heavenly destiny, doesn't it?
这不就是在讲我们属天的这个去处吗？不是吗
？So he was invited there.
所以他在那呢被邀请了。
No doubt the wedding guests are either friends or relatives.
当然，这个婚宴的参加的要么就是朋友，要么是亲人嘛。
Now the Lord Jesus was his mother was related to the mother of James and John, so whoever was getting married.The disciples were there, and Jesus too was probably one of the relatives.
所以呢，我们知道呢，耶稣的母亲玛利亚和雅各和约翰的母亲啊，他们是亲人啊。所以，他们在去参加婚宴的时候呢，这些门徒啊，耶稣也都会去。
And by accepting and being at a wedding, of course, the Lord Jesus, he's approving of the institution of marriage here on earth. It's a good institution.
这个是一个 good institution.
Good.
You mean the marriages?
Yeah, marriages.
Approved. 所以实际呢，耶稣啊，或作为神呢，他才是那见证婚姻的，那真正能够设立婚姻的那一位，因为婚姻是从神出来的。
And so there's the marriage feast, I guess, and all the things that go on in a Jewish wedding. And they've run out of wine.
啊，这个时候在犹太的婚宴上呢，酒没了。
How embarrassing!
这很尴尬。
It's terrible, a terrible thing.
很糟糕的事情。
It would be, for some, it would be.Quite embarrassing, especially for this poor host who is the groom.
那这是非常窘迫的一刻啊，尤其对新郎本人来说。
And it would seem Mary, the Lord Jesus' mother, she's a caring woman and a very observant woman.
那耶稣的母亲啊，她是一个非常有爱哈，然后。也观察力很好的妇人。
And she must have been observing things, and one of those type of people who understand what's going on and support the group, you know, like a real, what would I call it, have a real shepherd's heart. Because he cares for other people.
因为他是一个在乎他人的人啊，所以他能够有一颗像牧羊人一样的心，就是眼睛里有活啊，他就看见这些到底在进行什么，所以他能看得见问题。
And she not only cares for her own family, but there she is everywhere, looking and after people.
所以不但玛利亚对自己家是这样，就是她在婚宴的时候，她也能有这样的心啊，能看顾别人。
And she recognizes a problem.
这时候她就意识到问题了，她发现了。
Who does she go to?
然后这时候他发现这个问题，他找谁呀？
Now up until this point, the Lord Jesus had not performed a miracle. Remember?
你要知道，在这一刻之前啊，主耶稣还没有行过神迹的。
But Mary knew who this one was.
但是玛利亚知道耶稣是谁。
She hadn't forgotten what the angel said.
因为她还没有忘记，她是。耶稣来的时候，那个天使是怎么讲的
？Mary, you're going to have a child by the Holy Spirit.
因为他说，玛利亚，你要有从圣灵怀孕的。
No earthly father had brought this baby forth.
那这个孩子地上是没有父亲的。
Do you think she'd forgotten that?
你觉得他忘记这事了吗
？You couldn't forget something like that.
你不可能忘掉这样的事情。
And the Lord, and then we, what happened with the shepherds?
那
what the shepherds said when he was born?
那当耶稣出生的时候，牧羊人他们发说了什么？
And so all, it says Mary treasured these things up in her heart. She kept them.
我们都说记得说玛利亚呢就把这些事啊记在心里。
Now notice that it says the mother of Jesus here.
他这里说的耶稣的母亲。
No mention of Joseph.
他没有讲到约瑟。
So most Bible scholars assume that Joseph had passed away.
所以很多的圣经学者呢，相信这个时候呢，约瑟已经过世了。
If that's the case, then Jesus as the oldest son in the house would be like the head of the house.
那如果是这样的情形呢，耶稣作为家里的长子呢，其实就像家里的头一样。
And the eldest son in most societies would take that place.
那大部分的社会呢，当父亲不在了以后呢，长子就是会顶这个位置的。
So Mary had learned to rely upon Jesus.
所以玛利亚呢就开始学习啊，来倚靠耶稣。
In those quiet years, 18 years from the time he was 12 to the time he was manifested to Israel at the age of 30, we don't read one word.
那从那18年里，就是耶稣12岁一直到耶稣30岁出来服事。这十八年，我没有读到圣经上任何关于耶稣的记载。
But we know what he was doing the whole time.
但是我们知道他在整个时间里他在做什么。
He went down and was subject to his parents.
那他回家顺服在他父母的手下。
He served in his household.
他在他的家里服侍。
Also, it says that he grew in spirit, he grew in favor with God and with man.
他在灵里啊，他在人和神眼里都一点一点的长大。
His growth was completely natural.
那他的成长是完全自然的。
He was the perfect man.
他是那完美的人啊。
So his mother would naturally depend upon him for everything.
所以他妈妈很自然就会在凡事上。来倚靠他。
And so when they ran short of wine,
所以当他们没有酒了以后呢，
who did she go to?
他会找谁呢？
Jesus.
就找耶稣了。
And no doubt Jesus would do what was ever was necessary.
那当然耶稣会做一切可以做的事。
To satisfy his mother's wishes.
来满足他妈妈的需要。
But there's a difference.
那这里有一个不同。
What is the answer his mother?
他是怎么回答他妈妈的呢？
Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My time has not yet come. That's a strange thing, isn't it?
他就说母亲啊，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到啊，这是个比较奇怪的回答。
Why do you involve me? Is this really my life's work?
这真的是我在地上的工作吗？
My time, he says, is going to come later.
他说我的时候还没有到。
Now, we're wondering. Maybe Mary had it in her mind.Because what had the angel told Joseph? You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
所以玛利亚可能记得天使告诉约瑟啊，你要叫他耶稣，因为他要把他的子民从罪中救出来。
And Mary had prophesied that this one is going to scatter the enemies of the Lord's people.
而且玛利亚也说了这个预言，就是这个要来，就是这个耶稣，他会把神的仇敌啊，要驱散。
They took him into the temple, and what did Simeon, that prophet, say? That priestly prophet.
玛利亚和约瑟把耶稣带到第八天带到圣殿的时候，那个先知西缅说什么
？This child is set for the rising and the fall of many in Israel.
这个人，这个对，maybe I read it.
John chapter 1, just before John, that.
Luke, should be Luke.
Huh? No? John chapter. Luke.
对，就这孩子被立是要叫以色列人许多，以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
You see, my point here is that Mary knew.
所以我的点是呢，玛利亚其实是知道的。
She's saying perhaps, Jesus, now is the time for you to step up.
所以呢，他觉得呢，哎，是不是啊？这就是耶稣是时候可以出来了。
Now is your time to act.
所以这是现在是你的时候，要做一点什么了，可以。
She knew that he was the incarnate Son of God.
因为他知道这是道成肉身的神呢。Now
the Lord Jesus, he is going to set forth in his Father's time, not his mother's.
耶稣会要在他父亲的时间里啊开始行事，而不是他母亲的时间表里。It
was time, actually. Mary was right.
是，其实时候是到了，玛利亚是对的。But
he acted not because of Mary, but because it was the will of his Father.
但是耶稣这么做呢，不是因为玛利亚的原因，而是因为父的告诉他，天父告诉他。What
he's gently saying to her. Mary, why do you involve me? Or why do you ask me?
这就为什么他说，母亲啊，你为什么，这与你什么相干？你为什么把我带进来？
When they had come to him when he was in the temple at 12 years of age, he said, I must be about my father's business.
就当12岁他在圣殿听到跟人讲的时候呢， 大家把他找到的时候，他说：“我需要以我父的事为念。”
And although he was subject to his parents for those 18 years,
即便他在这之后的这18年里，把自己放在自己的父母手下，
that was the will of his father to do so.
这样的一个安排也是天父对他的安排。
But now, of course, he had been baptized. He had come forth into his public ministry. And his father was leading him step by step.
而现在呢，他已经受洗了，他已经开始公开的服侍了。所以主啊，天父开始带领他，一步一步带着。And
so he was not under the authority of his mother, but under direct authority of his father now.
所以他现在不是说在他母亲的权柄下，而是在天父直接的带领和权柄下。So.
His answer to her is very respectful.
所以，他对他妈妈的回答是很直接的。But
it's a bit of a rebuke to her.
但是呢，这里面也有一点点的指责。He
let her know that she was no longer going to, she could not demand anything from him.
这里的意思就是呢，耶稣告诉玛利亚是不能够，玛利亚不能再对耶稣有直接的要求了。
The blessing would come through his relationship with his father, not through his relationship with his mother.
因为耶稣给出来的祝福的这个线呢，不是从他和他母亲的关系来的，是从他和他天父的关系来的。See,
her concern was for the moment, the embarrassment of the lack of wine.
因为呢，玛利亚的担心呢，也就是在那一刻没有酒这样的一个小小的担心。
The Lord Jesus' concern was for the eternal benefit of mankind.
但耶稣心里想的是人类永恒的利益啊，在永恒里的救恩。
His mother's concern was for the time during the feast of the wedding.
所以玛利亚的担心只是在那一刻，就是婚宴的那一刻而已。
And the Lord Jesus, his concern was for the eternal benefit of man.
那耶稣是
And so when the time would come, he would lay down his life.
所以当时候到的时候，耶稣会把自己的生命放下。
And there he would bear the sins of all the world in order that their sins might be taken away, that joy might fill the world again.
他会承担世人的罪啊，那世人会因着他的救恩喜乐。
He says, "Don't involve me in the day-to-day things, these simple things here. I have another destiny before me. My time is set by the Father."
所以耶稣讲的意思就等于不要用这些日常的事情来找他，他有一个更宏伟、更大的这个计划，而且那个计划时间是天父来掌控的。
And so we read that as a constant phrase through the book of John, the time, chapter 7 and verse 6, for example.
那我们来看一下约翰福音的六章啊。啊，七章。
Chapter 7, John 7, verse 6.
七章的六节。
He's talking here to his own brothers.
他对他的自己的弟兄讲话。
They were telling him, go up to Jerusalem, expose yourself to all the people. If you're the Messiah, show those miracles up there.
他会说你到耶路撒冷去啊，如果你是弥赛亚，你要显扬你的名声啊，这就是四节讲的。
Verse 4 says, no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret since you're doing these things. Show yourself to the world.
人要显扬名声啊，没有在暗处行的，你要行这些事，将自己显明给世人看。
And then the commentary of John says, for even his own brothers didn't believe him.
所以五节呢，约翰就在这评论说，因为是他的弟兄说这话不信他。
And then the Lord Jesus uses this phrase, therefore Jesus told them,The right time for me has not yet come, but for you, any time is right.
耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便。”
See what world? The world has its plan, has its plan and its destiny.
那世界有自己的计划，也有它的目标。
And the world is going to go into judgment.
那世界最终呢是要经历审判的。
And those that are in the world are on the broad way to destruction. They can wander a long ways in the broad way.
那世人呢，他在通向死亡灭亡的宽路上呢，会游游荡荡走好久的。
And he says you're free to do whatever you want on that broad way.
在这个宽路上呢，你就是任自己的心呢，就做自己想做的。
Until the end that comes to everyone.
直到末后，那结局来到是每个人身上。
But he said, "I'm on a timetable, my father's timetable."
那他说呢，我却在我的父的时间表里。
He says, "You go up. You go." Verse 8 to the feast. I'm not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not yet come.
他说你们去上去过节吧，我现在不去，因为我的时候还没有满。
Then in chapter 8 and verse 20, we find
Now, 约翰福音的八章二十节。
Here in verse 20, it says, as he was speaking these words, they wanted to kill him.
因为呢，耶稣讲这些话，八章这些话以后呢，他们要来杀他。
He spoke these words in the, while teaching in the temple area near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his time.Had not yet come.
这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教训人所说的，也没有人拿他，因为他的时候没有到。
He said in another place, "No one takes my life from me."
另外一个地方他说，没有人拿走我的生命啊。
I have the authority, and we might add, in the Lord's time, in my Father's time, to lay down my life and to take it up again.
所以我们可以这么讲，他说在父的时间表里呢。我有权柄把我的命舍了，也有权柄再去回来。
So nobody took his life. It wasn't premature.
所以没有人把他的生命取走啊，在这个之前，他没有时候没有到。
So they wanted to kill him, but they couldn't. His time had not yet come.
虽然在那个没有到的时候，还是有很多人想杀他，但是杀不了的。
And then in chapter 12, verse 23.
那我们再看十二章的十三节、二十六节、二十三节。
Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
And that glorification would be that he would glorify his Father in his obedience to die upon the cross and then be raised by the Spirit of holiness to the Father's right hand in the glory.
那时刻就是他死了，然后埋了，复活了，然后在父神荣耀的宝座的右边啊，就这样的时刻到了。
So the time had come for the planting of the seed.
所以他说用了个例子比喻，就是像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
The seed, of course, was his body that would be given.
这个麦子就是他的身体要给我。
And he uses that illustration in the next few verses about a kernel of wheat falling into the ground and dying, and then bringing forth much fruit.
他在二十四节往后呢，就用了这样的一个形象的比喻，因着麦子，最后结出许多子粒来。
So that's chapter 17 and verse 1.
我们再往后翻十七章的一节。
This is just moments before he goes into the garden and is betrayed. It's night time now.
那这个是他要被卖的那个晚上，那天前一天晚上。
They've gone out of the upper room and they are going down now towards the Kidron Valley, soon to cross over the Kidron River.
那他们从那个晚餐的房间里出来哈，要走到那个吉伦溪边上，然后要过这个吉伦溪。
And he lifts up his heart to heaven. He says, "Father, the time has come."
然后他说，父啊，时候到了。
In the middle of time, God sent His Son to die upon the cross.
在时间里，天父差他的圣子死在十架上。时间呢，就这个时候到了。
But there in the wedding feast, his time had not come yet.
那在婚宴上呢，他的时间却还没有到。
But he refers to that.
但是他把这样的时候到了这个词呢，在那个场合讲出来了。
He has 3 years of ministry among the people before his time has come and he's going to be lifted up.
所以他在被举起来之前呢，他在地上还有三年的服事要做。
And his life was one of completely given up to the will of the Father.
他的生命完全给了天父的旨意。
But now he must break off all earthly relationships.
现在呢，他要把一切属地的关系呢都斩断了。
As influencing his Father's will.
如果这个关系呢会影响他和天父的关系的话。
So, Mary understands this.
玛利亚其实知道这个事。
She's a very, very spiritually perceptive woman.
那玛利亚是一个非常非常属灵啊，有预见性，有看见的妇人。
You remember the angel came in when she was just a young girl, well, a young woman, very young woman.
那你会看见当天使第一次见玛利亚的时候，玛利亚那个时候还是一个小姑娘。
Said you're going to be with a child by the Holy Spirit.
啊，天使跟他说你会因着圣灵怀孕。
She said, "Well, how could this be?"
他说，哎呀，这怎么可能呢
？That's a real question, a legitimate question.
啊，这是一个直接的问题啊，他就。
And the angel explains.
然后天使就向他解释了。
The power of the highest is going to overshadow you.
他说，至高者的能力啊，要荫蔽你。
Just as the Spirit of God overshadowed that primeval earth, the heavens and the earth, in the second verse of the book of the Bible in Genesis.
就像神的圣灵啊，遮盖这地一样。就像前面那个创世纪里面讲的那个内容，神的灵运行。
She understood that. She is spiritually perceptive, a godly woman.
所以她是明白的，她是属神的妇人，她知道。
And so she immediately understands what Jesus is saying.
所以她很快就明白耶稣这句话的意思了。
Doesn't even ask a question.
她甚至没有问耶稣的问题。
She turns to the servants and says, "Whatever he says to you, you do it."
她直接对佣人说，仆人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Do you know what?
你知道什么吗
Those are the last words that we read about from Mary in the Bible.
这些是我们在整本圣经里读到关于耶稣母亲玛利亚最后的话。
Now the Roman Catholic Church, they make a big deal about Mary, don't they?
那天主教呢就把玛利亚呢就放大了很多哈。
What, but Mary's last words to us are what?
但玛利亚对我们最后的话是什么呢？
Whatever he says to you, you do it.
就是他耶稣告诉你们什么你们就做就好了。这是玛利亚对我们最后的话。玛利亚从来没有彰显自己。
She turned to him in faith, although she was mistaken. He clears it up for her.
虽然玛利亚呢在一开始呢不是她是因着一个错误的心来请求耶稣的，但很快呢她在耶稣的回答里她就搞明白了，她就摆正了这个位置，就直接把人引到耶稣那去。
She receives that mild rebuke and just steps back and waits for him to act.
所以玛利亚的回答表明呢，她接纳了耶稣温和的责备，然后退出来，回到她应有的位置上，把耶稣放在神的角色上。
So there were six stones, water pots, stone water jars, the kind.
继续往下看呢，有六口的石缸摆在那里。
The Jews use it for ceremonial washing, each.Holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
那这里呢，每一口啊，可以盛两三桶的水。
Now for you Canadians, that's 100 liters.
对于加拿大人来说，我们知道是多少呢？大概是一百升。
We made the conversion for Joanna there, so she wouldn't be at sea. Yeah. So. The water in them was used, the Jews used, they had ceremonial washing of their hands, their feet, and so on. They did it all the time. It wasn't just a matter of cleanliness, hygiene. It was for religious purposes.
所以这六口石缸啊，我们要知道它不单单是一个卫生的要求，它更是当时犹太人律法的要求，因为他们在做这些事情的时候都有一个犹太律法要求要洁净，所以他摆那么大口缸在那，犹太人天天洗手洗脚的，就是怕没有守好律法，所以那个不只是一个卫生的要求。
Now there were six of them.
有六口。
That's one short of perfection.
所以六呢是离七啊，七是个完美数啊，就差一啊，就总是离完美差一。
Not only that, they were empty.
那问题呢？他们还是空的。
They were useless.
这没有用啊。
The water had gone, the wine had gone.
水也没了，酒也没了。
So the Lord said, "Fill them up."
耶稣说呢，把它装满，把那六口缸。
Fill them right up to the brim.
就是，而且是要到那个缸沿、缸口啊。
Fill them to their ultimate capacity.
那到满满的就是这个就是缸满能装多少装多少。
So they fill them to the brim, it says.
所以他们就把盛满了。
Now he says, draw some of that water out. Draw something out of out of those stone pots.
所以他现在说呢，就把这个舀出来啊，就可以送给管筵席的。
Take it to the master of the banquet.
那把他们给到那个管筵席的那个管家。
And in verse 9, the master of the banquet tasted the water that had turned into wine, and he didn't realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew.
那管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，不知道从哪里来的，只有舀水的人知道。
The what had been useless.Now became the means by which joy would flood that hall, that place of the wedding again.
所以那没有用的那几口缸啊，它现在变成，可以使整个筵席的人呢、啊、变得喜乐的一个方式。
See, the water pots and the empty water pots, they really picked. They were for religious purposes.Religion had failed. The law of Moses, more specifically, had failed.
所以那六口缸啊，完全是因为摩西律法，或者说因着这个犹太人建立的那个宗教而来的。而宗教呢，在那一刻预表着失败了，宗教是不能把人带到得救的地步。
All the things to do with religion had failed that feast.
所以宗教在那一个婚宴的那一刻呢，显明是失败了。
But Jesus is going to do a miracle.
但耶稣却要行一个神迹。
Turning that water into wine.
把水变成了酒。
Now, it's interesting here. For you that love the Lord and are serving the Lord, there's something special for you.
对于你爱主啊，服侍主的人会有一些特别的事。
The master of the wedding feast, he didn't know where this wine came from.
那这个主人呢，就是说管筵席的，他其实不知道这个酒从哪里来的。
He wasn't let in on the secret.
他不知道这个秘密。
But the servants who were close to the master, they were.
但是那个跟那个主人，就是跟耶稣近的那个人啊，他却知道。
They knew the source of the joy.
他知道这个喜乐的源头是什么。
They would come again to that wedding feast.
他还会再来这样的婚宴呢。
But, and there is a scripture, is it not? Says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
就任何服侍我的人啊，我的主也必，我的父也必荣耀他。
The Lord has a special place in his heart for servants, you know.
所以主的心里啊，会留了一个特别的位置给他的仆人。
Do you know why I know that?
为什么我怎么知道呢？
Because he said, the Son of Man didn't come into the world to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom.
因为他说呢，人子来啊，不是来被人服侍，而是要服侍人，乃至到把自己的生命做赎价献上。
He wasn't the servant of man.
因为他不是。来受人的服侍。
He was the servant of God to man.
啊，他不是人的仆人，他是神的仆人给到人的。
And as such, he had perfect motives in his all his service for man.
在他里面呢，他有一个特别深的这个动机啊，就是要来服侍人。
And all his service was to glorify his Father.
因为所有的这服侍都是为了荣耀他父神的名。
And so that's what he did. He says this first miracle glorified, he showed forth his glory as the Son of God.
那这里面他所有这些呢都是显明作为圣子哈，他显明了神的荣耀。
Now the servants, they were close to the miracle, weren't they?
那这些仆人呢，那他们
they were close to the miracle.
对，他们是很离那个神迹很近的。
And close to the one who performed it.
就是那一个做神迹的人，他们很近的。
But the master of the banquet, he tasted this wine, and he said, "This is unusual."
然后这个管筵席的他尝了这个酒啊，他说这个很不。
Usually what they do is bring out the best wine first, and after everybody's had a few drinks, then you bring out the inferior wine.
一般来说呢，是把好的先摆上，然后最后呢，大家尝够了，再把不好的拿出来。
But you have saved the best until last.
但是你却是把最好的摆到最后。
And that's true.
那这个是事实。
There's a saying we have among Christians.
那对于基督徒来说也是这样的。
The best is yet to come.
因为最好的还没有来，对于基督徒来说。
The little joys we experience here.Are nothing compared to that unmixed joy we're going to know that when we enter His presence.
那我们在地上尝的这一点点喜乐、啊、和我们在天上与他相见的那个时候的大喜乐是没法比的。
We're all fearful shadows are gone.
那我们所有的那惧怕的影子都没了。
And all sorrows forgotten.
那所有的忧伤也都没了。
But nothing but complete.Unmixed joy to look forward to forever.
那我们会看见那永恒的，能持守到永远的那大喜乐。
No, I don't know how big that wedding feast was.
那我们不知道这个筵席有多大。
But how much wine was in those six water pots?
那六个缸里大概能盛多少酒呢？
I did a calculation.
我做了一个计算啊。
If I go down to the wine store, you see the wine is in 1 liter bottles, right?
那一般来说，我去这个卖酒的地方呢，一个葡萄酒大概一升啊。
That six water pots of stone equals 600 to 700 bottles of wine.
那这六缸呢，差不多有六七百瓶葡萄酒那么多。
Now, I don't know how many wedding guests there were, but I don't think there were 600 to 700 at least.
那我虽然不知道那个场面有多大，但我觉得也不至于有六七百人。
That was a lot of wine, more than they would ever need for that wedding.
所以这些酒只有一个推论啊，就是特别特别多的量，超过他们所需的。
Verse 11, this the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee, and he thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
So he demonstrated who he was that day.
那一天他显明了他是谁。
The Creator Himself.
就是那创造主。
On the third, fourth day, when the Lord God made the heavens and the earth on that day, He brought forth fruit, trees on that earth.
第三天，神创造万有的第三天啊，他造的就是树和果树啊。
And no doubt that same day there was grapes on the vines.
那同样的那一天呢，有有葡萄啊，会出来。
And the Lord in His great power was able to transform immediately water into wine. Only the Creator could do that.
所以只有创造主能这么做，在立刻这样的环境里，能把水呢一种物质变成酒，另一种物质。
And demonstrated that.
然后借着这个显明他是谁。
So, I think we're finished. One of the best bit of advice I got as a preacher was, if you're finished, quit.
It
may not translate very well, I don't know.
开了个玩笑。
You're not going to translate.
他就说结束就结束了。他说最好的这个一个传道人说结束就结束了。
Otherwise, my mouth is just moving. I'm not doing anything. Anyway, the Lord has been very good to us today.
主啊，今天对我们是非常好的。
And we'll just end our time together with thanksgiving.
我们一起来感恩。
Father, we want to thank you again for the provision that you have made.
主啊，我们谢谢您给我们所提供的这一切。
Not only that the Lord Jesus would pay the penalty for our sins.
那不但耶稣呢为我们的罪付上了代价。
That he would freely justify us from all things.
他也让我们从一切的罪中得着公义。
That we would have a standing in your presence.
这样我们能够在您面前站立得住。
That we'd have peace with you.
我们与您能够有和好。
And not only have peace, Lord, that we can enter into your presence and find grace to help.
我们不但有这与您和好的恩典，我们更能够进到您面前，能得着帮助他人的力量。
And then, Lord, our hearts to be free from all the chains, to enjoy your presence with joy unspeakable, full of glory.
让我们的心能够从一切的捆绑中得自由，来享受您给我们预备的一切的恩典。
We thank you, Lord, that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ sets us free from the law of sin and death.
我们谢谢您福音呢，让我们从一切罪和死的捆绑中 解放出来。
Empty water pots.
啊，那空的水坛呢？水缸。
To the abundant joy of your presence.
现在充满了您同在的喜乐。
So Lord, we ask your blessing today again in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢您这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.